Now, Fev, what happened in your house on the weekend?
Yeah, so last night, it was about 6:30. I'm playing COD. So I'm up there with Tobes. She's on my phone.
COD is Call of Duty, a video game. Dinner time.
Yeah, well, Alex has got. So the kids have gone down to Church Street because we've come back to Melbourne. They've gone out with their friends. They've gone to see a movie. They were going to get a train home because it's easier. But it got to be a little bit dark. So Alex goes, I'll go pick them up because I don't want them catching a train. Mm. So Alex had driven down, picked them up, got home. Toby's ran down. I've gone perfect. I don't have to watch her anymore. I can, because I don't put the headset on so I can hear her.
Perfect. I don't have to watch her anymore.
Because I can't hear. So So Toby's mum's here. She runs down. Mum, Alex is on the phone talking to her friend. I say, g'day, hon. Kids are home. Anyway. So I've put my headset on, so I don't have my phone. But Alex has posted this on our her Instagram page, and it reads, Mum, help. This is Lulu. Mum, help. Guys, help. I'm stuck in the car. So Alex has got out of the car from coming home and got on the phone, rang her friend, and locked the door, and it's got key locks on the door so no one can get out. And she thought everyone had gone inside. So I'm upstairs playing COD. Lenny's gone into her room. Toby's running around. Alex is on the phone. No one saw the message. For 15 minutes, she was stuck in the car.
That's like a Home Alone stuff. It's like Car Alone.
What was she doing not to get out when everyone got out? Was she like on her phone?
Well, she would have been on her phone or something and just distracted. Because she dead set in our defense, she takes forever to get out of the car. That's a nightmare. I might get out of the car. Sometimes I lock the door deliberately to make her get out. Now, when she got up, I was here. I could hear all this, what was going on. Everyone was laughing. So I pressed record on the phone and I recorded her and asked her what happened.
What happened?
Someone was super tired in that car. So then when I went to get out, Mum started inside on the phone, locked the car, Lenny left the door wide open. I was banging on the window, screaming, Mum! Mum! Ignores me. So then I started texting family group chat, Mum, help me. No one came. Texted all my friends in that hashtag, I've just been neglected and abandoned. And Toby saw me at the door with the wide open. She saw me in the car.
Yeah, because she was going, Anna.
She started jumping up and down, clapping her hands. And then Lenny looked at her standing at the door, walked upstairs, ignored her. And then Lenny walked straight back down. And Lenny looked, she's like, slow as a snail, walks down the stairs outside. And then she goes to open my door.
Oh, no, no, it was just, were you scared?
It was locked. Not really, it's unexpected.
Kind of expected.
Mate, you could hear Alex and Lenny in the background piercing themselves.
But when she says that, I've been neglected. Mm. You were telling us before, it's like your whole house is getting renovated. You've got all your stuff in one room. Everything else is torn up. She's been left in a Range Rover or something. She's living the dream. Yeah. It'd be worse to come inside.